This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said personnel changes were being carried out at a senior and lower level, a move that follows the most high-profile graft allegation since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. Ukraine has a long history of corruption and shaky governance. Several Ukrainian media outlets have reported cabinet ministers and senior officials could be sacked imminently. The European Union's top diplomat said on Monday Germany is not blocking the re-export of Leopard tanks to Ukraine after Poland vowed to send some if other countries did so too. European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said, quote, from what I understand, Germany is not going to ban the export of these weapons if any EU country that has them wishes to do so. The Kyiv government wants the German-made Leopard 2, one of the most widely used Western tanks, to help it break through Russian lines and recapture territory this year. Borrell spoke after EU foreign ministers met in Brussels and approved 500 million euros of new military aid to Ukraine.
We will continue our support to Ukraine. Ukraine has to win this war, and we will support on the best possible way.
He said the foreign ministers approved the 500 million euro package along with a further 45 million for quote-unquote non-lethal equipment for the EU's military training mission for Ukraine. The European Union on Monday imposed sanctions on more than 30 Iranian officials and organizations, blaming them for a brutal crackdown on protesters and other human rights abuses. This is VOA News. Investigators searching for a motive in the worst mass shooting in Los Angeles County history say a search of the gunman's home discovered a rifle and hundreds of rounds of ammunition.
We recovered one .308 caliber rifle, numerous electronic devices such as cell phones, computers, etc. Items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors.
Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luna said Monday investigators have not yet established a motive in the massacre, which happened during a celebration of Lunar New Year at a Monterey Park dance hall. The assailant fired 42 rounds, 11 people were killed and 9 wounded. Luna says a hero later disarmed the gunman, who was later found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. In Northern California, 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings Monday at a mushroom farm and a trucking firm in a coastal community south of San Francisco. 4 people were killed at the farm and 3 at the trucking business. It's not immediately clear how the locations are connected. It's the second mass shooting in 2 days in California. Tesla CEO Elon Musk took the stand for a second day on Monday in the trial over allegations he misled investors when the billionaire tweeted in 2018 that he had funding secured to take the electric car company private. Musk testified he was sure he had backing from Saudi financiers at the time, but said the fund later backpedaled on its commitment. Reuters correspondent Chris Diggum reports.
Musk acknowledged he did not discuss a takeover price with representatives of Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, known as the Public Investment Fund, but said they made clear they would do what it took to make a buyout happen. And he said he was, quote, upset when they later appeared to be backpedaling. The lawyer for the investors told the court that written evidence does not support Musk's claim that the Saudi fund made a commitment to him, adding that minutes of a meeting between Musk and the Saudis showed they wanted to learn more about Musk's plan. Investors say they lost millions as a result of Musk's August 7th, 2018 tweet.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham. Nigeria opened a billion-dollar Chinese-built deep seaport in Lagos on Monday, which is expected to ease congestion at the country's ports and help it become an African hub for transshipment, handling cargoes and transit for other destinations. The new seaport is owned 75% by a Chinese company. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.